This episode of the A Girl in Progress podcast is brought to you by the Bundle Co. Self-Improvement Bundle. Think of it kind of like the Netflix of self-development, with 75 different e-courses from leading experts at your fingertips to help you level up physically, mentally, spiritually, romantically, emotionally, and financially in 2021. Whether you want to get stronger in the gym, take the next step in your career, feel more confident in your own body, set yourself up for financial freedom or improve your love life, you'll find a complete guide by someone who's forged the path before you. Individually, each of these courses would set you back hundreds of dollars, and together they add up to over $13,000. But with the bundle, you'll only pay $75.90. That's less than the cost of a grocery shop and a savings of over 99%. Seriously, if you only make one investment in yourself in 2021, I highly recommend you make it this one. The only catch? It's available for 1 week only, so you need to get in quick. Head to the link in show notes or girlinprogress.com/bundle to grab yours today. Welcome to A Girl in Progress, the self-development podcast for millennial women working on themselves for themselves. We believe it's possible to strive to become the best version of yourself, while also accepting yourself exactly as you are. Whether it's giving you a glimpse into the daily routines of inspiring women or sharing the stories of those who started before they felt ready, this podcast is all about encouraging you to take imperfect action towards your goals and find productivity and success on your own terms. As for me, I'm your host, Emma Norris. I'm a journalist, author, cheese enthusiast, imperfect action coach, and the founder of agirlinprogress.com. Let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome back, Girls in Progress. I hope you're all having an excellent day or night, depending where in the world you are and what time it is that you're tuning into this. I've got another short, snappy, solo episode for you today, and it's the second last one of the year, which is pretty crazy. After that, I'll be taking a bit of a break off for Christmas and New Year's, as I hope you're all doing as well. But I'll be back in your eardrums in January or early February with more solo episodes, but also with some more interviews with some interesting, talented, innovative women. So I'm really looking forward to that. So today I want to have a little chat about a topic I touch on quite a lot but haven't really delved deep into, and that is imperfect action. What is it? How can you take it? And also how it's changed my life and could change yours too. So as some of you will know, I am an imperfect action coach. I work with driven, creative women to help them overcome perfectionism, procrastination, and overwhelm and make meaningful progress towards their life and career goals. And when I tell people what I do, even other people in the coaching and entrepreneurial worlds, they say, oh, an imperfect action coach. I didn't even know that that was a thing. And I say, well, actually it's not. I came up with it. So basically, I launched my digital course Procrastinate to Action Taker early this year because I know procrastination is such a big thing so many talented people deal with, and because it's something I've overcome myself. There's actually an episode a few episodes before this one that's all about my journey with procrastination if you want to hear more about that. But it made me realize that I wanted to help people on a deeper level, which made me decide to go through my life coaching training at the beautiful You Life Coaching Academy. And around that time, I kept seeing the phrase imperfect and imperfect action around all the time. And I realized that's exactly what I do naturally to make progress with my own goals. And it's exactly what I teach inside the course. And it's also something I wrote about in my book, Progress Over Perfection, quite a lot. I just didn't have a name for the concept at the time. So the actual term imperfect action seems to have originated from a quote from Harry Truman, who was the 33rd president of the United States. And he said, imperfect action beats perfect inaction every time. Well, at least the quote is frequently credited to him, even though it's a bit contentious issue whether he actually did say it or not. But either way, the idea is still the same, and it's that if you wait too long to take action on something, you're going to be overtaken by someone who does take action. And in the case of what Harry was probably talking about, it was probably referring to the enemy in some kind of war scenario, depending on what was happening at the time. But, you know, it's basically this idea that if you take small imperfect steps, that's going to get you a lot further along than if you took no action at all. And that's really what imperfect action is all about. It's about letting go of the need for everything to be perfect, to have it all figured out, or to have all your ducks in a row, and just do whatever the next thing is that's going to move you forward, no matter how messy or imperfect that it might be. Because not only is that going to give you momentum, but you really learn by doing. That's how you gain clarity on how you're going to improve and evolve. But you really have to take action in order to do that. So imperfect action has really changed the way I approach my goals, and through that, it's changed my life. So like a lot of people, I used to get really overwhelmed, feel like I had to have everything figured out when I was thinking about my goals. I would always be either on the bandwagon or off the bandwagon, especially when it came to things like nutrition or fitness, but also in terms of work. I remember I would often feel like I couldn't post on social media unless I had the next few weeks or months planned out, which was silly because it just led to inaction. It led to me doing nothing at all. But it's just a really classic example of that all or nothing thinking that I spoke about in episode 40. And it really leads to that inaction that we do not want. But when I was able to break through that perfectionist mindset and really start taking imperfect action, that's really when everything changed for me in my life, my career, my business. It's what allowed me to start and grow a Girl in Progress because I didn't have any of the tech stuff figured out, but I kind of just figured it out as I went. It's what led to my book deal because I was like, oh, I guess I should have an opt-in on my website. So I wrote one in an hour and popped it up. And that's what got me discovered by the publishing company. And also, the imperfect action took a big part in the book itself. Like I mentioned, it's called Progress Over Perfection, and it's very much about taking imperfect action in your life, career, and business. When you're willing to constantly take imperfect action, you're always going to be at least 10 steps ahead of that version of you who doesn't. It will literally change your life. But where do you even start? Because I don't want imperfect action to become just another thing that you feel like you have to study or master before you start doing it. So with that in mind, here are three simple, easy ways you can start taking imperfect action in your own life today. So tip number one is do what you can with what you have right now. So often what keeps us paralyzed is feeling like we have to have all the things in place before we start going after our goals. Like, I need the membership at the bougie boutique gym before I start working out. I need to wait until I can afford one-on-one lessons before I can learn that language. I need to wait until I have more time before I start that business. This is about being resourceful and just getting started with whatever you have right now. So do the bodyweight workout with some water bottles around your house if you don't have weights, or download the free language app, or watch videos on YouTube to learn that language, or use your lunch breaks to work on your business. Start exactly where you are with what you have right now. I want to give you the example of Christy Lawrence, who is the amazing founder of Plan, which is a social media scheduling suite. So when she first started the business, she was quoted something like $20,000 to get the app built, which she didn't have at the time. So what she did was instead offer her marketing services for free at a tech company in return for building the app for her and teaching her how to build an app, essentially. And I think that's such a great and inspiring example of being resourceful and taking imperfect action that we can all learn from. So tip number two is to push your big rocks. So I believe this is a term by Stephen Covey, who is the author of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Basically, it means focus on your priorities, the things that are actually going to move you forward. So I know for me, it's easy to get overwhelmed when I'm getting really bogged down in all the arbitrary things that I feel like I could or should be doing, like, you know, the busy work, like, oh, I could make a reels, but I could also schedule 3 months of content on TikTok, or maybe I could be doing more on YouTube. And it's just so overwhelming that you end up doing nothing. But it's important to figure out what are the things that are actually going to move the needle for me. Is it pitching an article? Is it recording a podcast? Is it reaching out to a potential client? And just do that. Even if it's imperfectly, those are the things that are going to actually make a difference. And tip number three for taking imperfect action is just treat it as an experiment. I find that approaching things with curiosity can be a really helpful tool for taking imperfect action because it takes the pressure off. If you're just framing something like an experiment, like, oh, I wonder what would happen if I record a live, or what if I put one of my songs on Spotify, or what if I went rock climbing today? you're allowing yourself to show up imperfectly and to just see how it goes. And that means you're far more likely to just give it a go without overthinking everything. So those are my three tips for taking imperfect action. Well, I find they really help me when I'm feeling a bit stuck, and I hope that they'll propel you into action as well. Because the sooner you get started with that goal, the sooner you'll be able to look back and think, I did that thing. So if you want more help creating a roadmap for your goals and breaking it down into action steps that you can imperfectly achieve, I'm just about to open up a couple of spaces for my one-on-one imperfect action coaching. So if it is something you're interested in hearing more about, please feel free to find me on Instagram at _agirlinprogress and shoot me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Okay, until next time, girls in progress, go forth and conquer your week. Thanks for listening to the A Girl in Progress podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure you hit subscribe and leave us a review. You can also check us out over on agirlinprogress.com, the online destination for women working on themselves for themselves, or get social with us on Instagram at _girlinprogress. Can't wait to see you there.